Penny Dreadful Causes a Kerfuffle by Joanna Naden. Read by Jane McDowell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Penny Dreadful does her best. My name is not actually Penny Dreadful. It is Penelope Jones. The dreadful bit is my dad's joke. I know it is a joke, because every time he says it, he laughs like a honking goose. But I do not see the funny side. Plus, it is not even true that I am dreadful. It is like Gran says. That is, that I am a magnet for disaster. Mum says if Gran kept a better eye on me in the first place, instead of on cough drop in the 2 o'clock at Newmarket, then I might not be quite so magnetic. But Gran says if Mum wasn't so busy answering phones for Dr. Cement, who is her boss and who has bulgy eyes like hard-boiled eggs, which is why everyone calls him Dr. Bug-Eye, and Dad wasn't so busy solving crises at the council, then they would be able to solve some crises at 73 Rollins Road, that is, our house. So you see, it is completely not my fault. For instance, it is completely not my fault that right now I am utterly bluish all over, and so is my best friend, Cosmo Moon Webster, and so is my sister Daisy's swan outfit, and so is our best tablecloth. It is probably definitely the fault of Mr. Schumann, our headmaster, who is most often saying things like, "Penelope Jones, for the last time, spoons are for eating with, not balancing on your nose."